Hello, beautiful souls. I am Keisha B, and I am so honored to welcome you to my brand new podcast, Heart to Heart with Keisha B. This isn't just a podcast. It is a sacred space, a place of connection, and a lifeline for those navigating the deep waters of grief, healing, and overcoming life's unforeseen circumstances. Let me take a moment and share with you what inspired me to start Heart to Heart with Keisha B. At a very young age, I grew up in a very dysfunctional home that was comprised of drugs, sex, and violence, which later resulted in me tragically losing both my parents to gun violence. I'm here to tell you the death of my parents left a void that I never thought could be filled. Losing my parents caused me to be angry, lost, confused, and many days just speechless, right? Because being that I was so young at that time of their passing, I honestly didn't know how to navigate death, so my outlet was fighting. I believed that if I was hurting, I was going to make sure that someone else hurt as well. As you know, the saying goes, hurt people hurt people. So later in my adulthood, I was faced with a divorce and had to learn how to navigate the challenges that came with just being a single mother. I can remember many days just asking God to just give me strength. I would have to often remind myself that my DNA, which is my determination and ambition, has always been one of my guiding forces when faced with many challenges that I had endured up to that point. Then I was faced with the most heart-wrenching tragedy, which was the death of my 21-year-old son. And I'm here to tell you that this type of pain and grief is very life-altering. But here's what I learned. I've learned that grief doesn't have to define us. Through my pain, I've discovered purpose, and that's what this podcast is about. It's about turning sorrow into service. It's about finding hope, strength, and healing, even in the deepest of our pain. On Heart to Heart with Keisha B, we'll dive into real conversations about grief and loss, but we'll also talk about the resilience that it takes to move forward. And I know sometimes that can be very uncomfortable. I'll share my personal journey, how I've learned to protect my peace and be very intentional about my healing. I'll also bring on special guests who will share their powerful stories of overcoming. We'll have opportunities to hear from experts who will guide us with tools for healing, as well as talk to everyday people like you and I who are navigating their way through life's unexpected storms. This podcast isn't just for anyone who's grieving. It's for anyone who has faced challenges they didn't see coming. It's for anyone who needs a reminder that even in the darkest moment, there is light to be found. I know firsthand how isolating grief can be, but let me tell you this, you're not alone. Healing doesn't mean forgetting. It means learning to carry the love forward. It means allowing yourself grace to feel, to grow, and to discover joy. Each episode of Heart to Heart with Keisha B will be a mix of inspiration, empowerment, and practical tools to help you on your journey. Together, we'll explore what it means to truly heal while still honoring the love that we lost. So here's my invitation to you. Join me whether you're in the thick of grief or on a journey of healing or just looking for a space to feel inspired and understood. Heart to Heart with Keisha B is here for you. Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you may listen that brings you comfort. Follow me on social media for updates, inspirations, and a community that's here to support you in every step of the way. And if this message resonates with you, please share it with someone whom you care about. Together, we can spread hope, healing, and light to those who need it the most. Remember this, healing is not a destination. It is a journey. And even when the road feels long and the nights feel dark, you're never walking it alone. Thank you for allowing me in your heart. This is just the beginning of our journey together. I can't wait to see the light we'll find along the way. Until next time, take care of yourself, protect your peace, and know that brighter days are ahead.